G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Kieran Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
Now on 963 Triple M, a big good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. As we get the day underway, we couldn't start it without this. It is official. Kate Middleton has given birth to a royal baby boy. Prince William and his wife Catherine presented their new prince to hundreds of adoring fans outside St Mary's Hospital just 7 hours after she gave birth, which was amazing. Kensington Palace said Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Cambridge was safely delivered of a son at 11:01 hours. Now, the weight of the baby is 8 pounds, 7 ounces, for those of you who understand what 8 pounds, 7 ounces is. And for the rest of us, it's 3.8 kilograms. Now, no word as yet as to what the baby's name will be, but we will talk about that across the morning this morning.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
963 Triple M. Lay your love on me. It is 8 after 6. And, well, right now in the Blue Lake City, it's not too bad, 14 as we start the day. Maybe some showers and thunderstorms on the way this morning. Now, when it comes to news, you're going to hear a lot today. We're going to catch up with Karcher regularly across the morning to talk all about what is making news around the Limestone Coast. Some things in the national news, though, that you're going to hear about. At least 9 people are dead after a driver has ploughed through pedestrians on a Toronto street in Canada. It appears to have been a deliberate act. We will hear more about that across the morning. There's also news that's been around for about 24 hours now about a 12-year-old kid who stole his mum's credit card and flew to Bali by himself. He tried and failed 2 previous times, apparently. Then he did some research and succeeded. I have no idea how the parents would feel. They would be absolutely beside themselves. And it must, well, not it must. It begs the question as to how a 12-year-old can steal his mum's credit card, get onto a flight to an international destination. That is the question.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We are going to talk scams later on this morning. And just talking about scams, by the way, I was scammed over the course of the weekend. I got 3 or 4 emails in my work email account telling me that I'd been a beneficiary of a fundraising initiative. Now, a lot of people apparently were going to put a whole lot of money into my bank account. I reckon that was probably not actually going to happen, unfortunately, because people don't give you money for nothing. So it begs the question to be warned about scams going around. Always be vigilant, whether it's on your phone, whether it's on your computer, whether it's on any of your devices whatsoever. And I suppose the old adage is always true. If it is too good to be true, then it is probably too good to be true. On 963 Triple M, we're going to talk all about the $40 million sports plan unveiled for the indoor sports facility at Olympic Park. The council has released details of it. We are also going to talk later on this morning about things that are making news when it comes to the team at the South Australian Police. Sergeant Andy Stott's going to join us. One of the things that I want you to get involved with between now and Mother's Day, we are giving you the chance at what I reckon is just an incredible prize. What we're doing is we're getting renowned local chef Kirby Shearing to be your private chef. Now, what we want to do is we want to set up a dinner party for your mum, for her and 9 of her friends. It's valued at over $1,500. Now, it is all thanks to the team at Bunches and Bouquets, at the Gambia Hotel, at Angus and Coote, at Faith Jewelers, Red Gum Country, at Harvey Norman Computers and Electrical, at the Park Hotel, and at a number of businesses right the way across the Limestone Coast. Here is how you can be part of it. If you'd like to say thanks to your mum for being a great mum, what you need to do is jump online, triplem.com.au. Go to our win page. We'll see if we can make you a winner from there.
You and Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M.
Now on 963 Triple M, with Anzac Day taking place tomorrow across the Limestone Coast and around the country as well, there are a lot of services across the Limestone Coast, and we've got all the details. At Beachport, there'll be a service in the morning, at Kingston as well, at Lucindale, at Millicent, at Glencoe, in Mount Gambier. We've got all the details of everything going on, from the Dawn service to the Boer War Memorial service, the Air Force service, and of course the Combined Religious Service at 10:30 at Vansittart Park. Up in Narracourt, we've got the details of what is going on in Panola, over in Portland, at Port Mac, and at Robe as well. You can find out all the details online at triplem.com.au. Now, starting the day, finding out what else is making news across the Limestone Coast, Karcha joins me in the studio. Good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, two teenagers have been arrested and charged as investigations continue into the killing of a number of chickens. Limestone Coast Police are putting out the call for information after money was reported stolen from a Panola sports club. Local patrols have reported a Beachport man for alleged drug offences, and Barker MP Tony Passon has thrown his support behind the coalition government's new aged care reforms. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, on your local, Karcha is going to be back in the next 10 or so. We are going to catch up with Melinty Pantalowski soon, talking all about one of the great exhibitions that's on at the Riddoch Art Gallery at the moment. And I'm going to talk all about the Indoor Regional Sports and Recreational Centre that is proposed for the Olympic Park precinct. There is work that is definitely going ahead. Council has released plans. They look pretty impressive to me.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Portraits is on at the Riddoch Art Gallery at the moment. The Community Gallery has got a great exhibition on. And Silent Bell is one of the more fascinating exhibitions that's on at the Riddoch Art Gallery at the moment. All these exhibitions finish at the end of the month, and the end of the month is in sight, let me tell you. I recently caught up with Melinty Pantalowski to talk all about what was on at the Riddoch Art Gallery, and here is just some of what he said about what is on in the main gallery that you can check out right now.
Well, in the Margaret Scott Gallery and the main gallery, we have an exhibition titled Internal Forces. It's curated by Dr. Linda Marie Walker. It refers to a complex body-mind web of pressures, tension, and atmospheres that infinitely and abstractly unfold into individual worlds or lives that emerge as platforms and scaffolds from which we express our temporary presence as human beings. It's a pretty big exhibition. It opened on Friday, 23rd of March, and it's on view until the 29th of April. We presented it firstly as a part of the Fringe Mount Gambier, but now it is also in our program. So we are really looking forward to seeing as many people as possible for this show. Mm. The exhibition remembers John Barber, a dear friend and colleague of Linda Marie Walker and myself. He was also a colleague to several artists in this exhibition. He passed away about 6 years ago. So this whole exhibition is about how time flies, how it is failing, rising, and sinking with effort, patience, practice through space. We have international artists as well as national and South Australian artists. The artists are Jorge Carla Bayo, Louise Blyton, Melinda Harper, represented by the NKN Gallery in Melbourne, Anton Hart, Aldo Jacobelli, Toshiyuki Iwasaki, Louise Hazelton, and Christian Locke, represented by the GAG Project's Greenaway Art Gallery in Adelaide, Andy Petrušević and Jane Skier. Interesting thing is we're going to have Jane again in November with her solo show. So that's what we have in the main gallery and the Margaret Scott Gallery. It's a pretty big exhibition. It's all about the extended painterly field. There are installations as well. There are videos, but somehow they all relate to painting.
Now on 963 Triple M, Melinty Pantalowski joining us this morning from the Riddoch Art Gallery, having a chat about one of the amazing exhibitions that's on show at the moment. Now I'm going to talk all about the Agent General for South Australia. He is in London and he has a very wacky plan to rename South Australia. We're going to talk about that after 6:30.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Now on 963 Triple M, on the front pages of the local paper today, a big shout out to everybody at the Border Watch. The $40 million sports plan has been unveiled. The mayor of the city is on the front page of the paper holding the plans, and it looks pretty impressive. 10 lanes, a 25-metre pool, a learning teaching pool as well, some more water exercise pools, a splash pad for toddlers as well. This is just some of the stuff that's going to be as part of the aquatic facilities. When it comes to the sports hall, there'll be six-court multi-purpose sports hall with retractable seating for the show court, there will be a health and wellbeing suite. There's going to be events in community areas, support amenities, administration areas, a kiosk, a creche. It looks incredible. It is a bold plan. The biggest, I suppose, community project that the council has ever undertaken. $40 million worth. And you can read all about it on the front page of the paper today.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
963 Triple M. Catching up with Sergeant Andy Stott from SAPOL. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Andy, local coppers have been out and about on the road. What's been going on?
Yeah, look, we've had a bit of a focus towards vehicle condition and just general behaviour on the roads, and we'll continue to do for another couple of weeks. So far, we've defected 72 vehicles.
My goodness.
In relation to faults and whatever, so just be warned, if your car's not up to scratch, you might be getting a tap on the shoulder and you might not be able to drive it.
Is that a high result?
It's just demonstrating our commitment in that area. Obviously, leading up to winter, we want to be having a really close look at, tyres and lights and all those windscreen wipers, all those things you can think of that you tend to use more in winter than you do summer. The Operation Belt Up we ran for a couple of weeks. We had the Limestone Coast Patrols, as busy as they are in all areas, we were able to apprehend 6 offenders for not wearing their seatbelt in that 2-week period. And we also had the drug driver testing unit down from Adelaide over the weekend, and they had a look at Millicent and Mangambia. There were 23 drivers apprehended for drug driving, 6 of those in Millicent, and one of those offenders in Mangambia was actually caught with a gram of meth, amphetamine, which is a really good result for us.
Andy, there's also been some break-ins recently. What's been going on there?
We've had some issues in relation to some houses being broken into in the northern part, particularly in the northwest of Mount Gambier. Just reminding our residents to just be a little bit mindful of what goes on in their area. Keep an eye out, all that Watch SA type stuff that we talk about all the time. But also be locking your house and make sure you're when we get these spates of warm weather, people just tend to leave a window open a bit wider than they normally would or whatever, and those are the things that people are taking advantage of. So be really careful and make sure your security is top-notch. Keep these people out.
Andy, there's been a good result over the course of the weekend. Academus arrest?
Yeah, Saturday 21st, a male down at Beachport, 36 years of age, was pinged for possessing a trafficable quantity of cannabis. So that was a really good result, gets some cannabis off the streets for us and brings another offender to justice.
And Andy, last week we talked about the ICE forums that are coming up across the region.
Absolutely. The ICE update is the title of our drug forums this time round, and these are a follow-on from our very successful ones in 2015. The community needs to know a bit more information, and we've got a little bit more for the community. And we are having a forum on the 21st of May in Mount Gambier and on the 28th of May in Bordertown. So we're looking to get as many people along as possible to tell them what's going on in the drug and alcohol scene across the Limestone Coast, and we're obviously focusing a little on our issue with ICE.
Andy, it is always good to catch up to find out what's happening with SAPOL. As always, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Thank you for your time, mate. We'll catch you next week.
On 963 Triple M, Sergeant Andy Stott from SAPOL joining us this morning. If you'd like to know what is going on for Anzac Day right the way across the southeast into the Western District of Victoria as well, I have got all the details online at triplem.com.au, and all the details can also be found at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
If you're just waking up this morning and you are trying to work out what is making news today, let me tell you, Prince William and his wife Catherine have been given the blessing of a royal baby boy, coming in at 8 pounds, 7 ounces or 3.8 kilograms. There is no word as yet as to the name of the beautiful baby boy, but there are a number of names that are being touted at the moment. We'll talk all about them after seven. When it comes to Anzac Day news, one of the really bizarre things that's going on at the moment, dozens of concrete blocks are already appearing in the CBD of Sydney ahead of Anzac Day marches, a stark reminder of the new war at home against terror ahead of big events, which is a frightening thing when you think that an Anzac Day march requires our capital cities to plan for the idea of a homegrown terrorist attack. I'd love to know what you think about that. 132710 is the number to call. One of the other things that I'm talking about online this morning, the South Australian Agent General in London has come up with a wacky plan to rename South Australia. He wants to call the state Adelaide. So it'd be Adelaide, Adelaide, sort of like New York, New York. But New York, New York has a better ring to it. I'd love to know what you think this morning. I'd love to know whether you have a better suggestion as to what to rename the state of South Australia if you got the chance. And I've got to send out a shout out to Karen, to Andrew, and to Jamie, who have all stopped by this morning to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I tell you what, I was driving around the Limestone Coast on the weekend and I went past the Barn Palais, and boy, is it looking amazing for Generations in Jazz. That tent is just absolutely huge. A man who knows all about Generations in Jazz, James Morrison, joins me in the studio. James, good morning.
Good morning.
James, Generations is only, well, it's less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
We have so many amazing acts that are going to be in the Limestone Coast as part of it. One of the biggest has got to be Cat Empire.
Mm.
It's going to be a sensational weekend of music.
It's going to be amazing. Each year we sort of say bigger and better than ever, and it still seems to be the case. We've got more kids coming from all over Australia to play in the band competition, in the choir competition, 350 ensembles, more than 5,000 young people coming to play and sing over the weekend. It's the biggest of event of its type in the world.
See, and that always amazes me.
In a paddock here at AB Flat.
It's here in the Limestone Coast.
I know, isn't that fantastic?
Now, you've been part of Generations for numerous years.
Yes, 31 or 32 years now, I can't remember. Yeah.
What's the best thing about Generations for you?
Gee, it's hard to hone in on one thing. I think it's got to come down to a simple thing like the look on the kids' faces. When you've got thousands of kids there. And when we started, it was hundreds, you know. Actually, I think it might have been less than 100. You know, thousands of kids, they're getting inspired by music. I mean, you look at what they're coming to this weekend. When I say bigger and better, we often have a big international act. Cat Empire, although they're all Aussies, of course, are an international act. They tour all over the world. And but we've also got Patty Austin coming. I mean, now she's come to Australia before. She's just toured the major concert halls. She's coming to Australia. And as typical for GIJ, guess what the one gig Patty Austin's doing while she's in Australia? If you want to see her, you've got to come to a tent in OB Flat. Otherwise, forget about concert halls in Melbourne or Sydney. She's not on. Just coming for Generations, which is incredible, you know, to inspire all our singers. And, of course, the Cat Empire are doing two concerts. They're doing one, which is their regular, when I say regular, there's nothing regular about the Cat Empire, but they're doing what they usually do. Mm. And for that, we discovered, for the first time at GIJ in 30-something years, we need a mosh pit. So we've had the designers out there working on our mosh pit. They said, oh, no, with that kind of concert, people want to get up, they want to dance, they want to. And we said, okay, we've never done that at a GIJ concert, so we're going to do that. And they've also got a concert where they'll be inviting various different jazz guests from around the world. We've got Jeff Clayton from Los Angeles. We've got Shannon Barnett from Germany. We've got Nazarene Romani from Spain. They're all going to be guests with the Cat Empire too. And that's another unique thing. We love that idea. You want to see Cat Empire like this, you've got to come to Generations in Jazz. You want to see Patty Austin, you've got to come to Generations in Jazz.
It must be a sensational achievement to think that Generations in Jazz from a paddock in OB Flat has got such an international reputation.
Absolutely. Well, I've just returned yesterday, came back in from going quickly around the world. We've just been in our mid-semester break at the Academy here, at the James Morrison Academy in Mount Gambier. And on that trip, I've been in Switzerland, I've been in New York, I've been in LA, and in each place, people are going, we've been watching the tent go up. I mean, what are the chances a few years ago of being in New York at the Lincoln Center and having a musician walk up to you and say, I've been watching online what's going on in Mount Gambier? You know, now, of course, it's perfectly normal. You say, oh, yep, the tent's going up, we're getting all ready, and they're having a look at who's coming, and they're talking about it, and it has an international reputation. We have our first international finalists in my scholarship this year. We've got a young man, he's 18, who's coming over from New York to compete. I mean, it's just incredible.
James, we're going to talk more about it in the week and a half leading up to Generations, obviously. But number one, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us. Before I let you go, how do we get tickets to go along to Generations?
Go to the GIJ website, generationsjazz.com. And also, I should mention, I think there may be just a couple of seats left for the Paddy Austin concert, which is Friday night. There's Paddy Austin with an all-star big band. The first Cat Empire concert is completely sold out. Mm. And tickets are going fast for the second one. So definitely get in if you want to come and see that amazing group live in a tent. But yeah, go to generationsinjazz.com and you can get tickets there.
James, great to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, mate.
The incredibly talented James Morrison talking to us this morning all about Generations in Jazz. It will be fantastic. Cat Empire are just an amazing world-renowned band that are going to be here in our own backyard playing two incredible concerts. If you've got the chance to check them out, make sure you do so. Tickets are available at generationsinjazz.com.au. We'll talk more about it in the lead-up to what is going to be a huge event, the biggest event in the world of its type, and it happens right here in the Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
If you were ever lucky enough to win Tats Lotto, what would you say to the Tats Lotto person who rang you to say, you've just won some money? A lady last week found out she was woken up to the news that she was $10 million richer, and she didn't take the news terribly well. She thought it was a scam. She said, oh my goodness, is this a scam from Nigeria? She was so cynical. She felt like it was a hoax, and it took an awful lot to convince her that she had picked up $10 million. Imagine what that would be like. That would be a phone call that would change your life. Now, on 963 Triple M, as we might laugh at the idea of what you would do if you were to win Tats Lotto or a huge sum of money, there are scams around, and that is something that is quite serious. We have heard over the course of the last 12 months of a number of people in the Limestone Coast who have got caught with scams for a number of reasons. Now, we need to be vigilant because, as I said earlier today, even on the weekend, on my work email, I received three or four emails that that said there was a charity organisation who were willing to give me a lot of money. If I wanted it, all I needed to do was click a link and find out all about it. And that was about the stage that I went, there is no way known I am clicking that link. Whether it's your phone, whether it's your computer, whether it's your tablets, always look out for hoaxes. Always be mindful. And as I say, if it's too good to be true, then it probably is. And if you find yourself the victim of a hoax, of a scam, then what you need to do is give Crime Stoppers a call, give the police a call, and let them know so that hopefully somebody else doesn't find themselves in the position that you are in. We're going to update news, sport and weather for you in a moment as I check out what is making news across the world. 9 people are dead this morning as we wake up. 16 are critically injured after a driver plowed through pedestrians on a Toronto street. This is one of the main stories that the national news team are talking all about. The first photos of Kate and Will showing off their new son have been released as well.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Some of the things that have taken place on this day in history. Back in 1968, the Beatles, my goodness, they dropped the ball. Apple Records turned down an offer to sign new artist David Bowie. That would be something that I'm sure they regretted over the course of the years. Back in 1978, Cold Chisel released their self-titled album as well. Now, on your local, we are giving you the chance at what I think is an amazing prize for your mum for Mother's Day. If you would like to show your mum how much you love her, no matter what age your mum is, we have got a dinner party for up to 10 people with renowned local chef Kirby Shearing, your private chef, valued at over $1,500. Now, it's all thanks to a bunch of incredible businesses across the Limestone Coast. Harvey Norman, Meg Gambier, The Park Hotel, Red Gum Country, Faith Jewelers, Jen's Hotel, Mahalia Coffee, Bare Necessities Lingerie, Canopy Interiors, Time at the Lakes, Sassy Gift Home Living. These are just some of the businesses that we need to thank to be able to give you a prize like this for Mother's Day. Now, if you would like the chance to nominate your mum to enter the draw to see if we can make you a winner. And let's face it, who wouldn't? I would love a dinner party by renowned chef Kirby Shearing. If you would like the chance to enter for your mum, as I said, valued over $1,500, what you need to do, jump online, triplem.com.au. Go to our win page. We've got all the details there. While you are online at triplem.com.au, don't forget to become a member of the Triple M Club as well.
He's the guy who loves to tell you what's happening across the Limestone Coast
and even over the border.
It's Ewan for Brekkie on 963 Triple M.
Now, on a serious note for just a moment, about 5 years ago now, my dad passed away. He passed away from bowel cancer. And the reason that I'm telling you all about that this morning is that Bowel Scan Month is coming up. It's something that Rotary does each and every year. They've done it forever and a day, and they save lives. We've got one of the Rotary representatives, Matthew Dixon's going to join us later on this morning to talk all about how something so very, very simple could actually save your life. Now, on your local, we are also going to talk some frivolous things because we've got cold hard cash that could be yours. $500 in your bank account.
Triple M's Club Cash.
The Lovesay Coast 963 Triple M. We are talking all about giving you the chance at cold hard cash. Phil is on the line. Phil, if I was to give you $500, what would you spend it on?
Mate, I'd have to buy new tyres for the car and get a wheel aligned because it's in desperate need of it.
Mate, well, we are going to see if we can do that. We are giving people the chance to see if we can make their bank accounts $500 better off. It is Club Cash, and it's taking place right now. Good luck, all right?
All right, thanks, mate. I hope I get a call from the captain, and, yeah, he kicks me $500.
Mate, it'd be sensational, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be absolutely wonderful, mate. You go a long way to getting new tyres and get the car wheel aligned, so, yeah, it'd be good then.
All right, well, mate, we'll see how we go. You're in the draw if you need some cash. Join the club right now. Head to triplem.com.au. Make sure you sign up today. On your local 963 Triple M, it's 10 past 8 already. There are some quirky stories going around at the moment, including a New South Wales cafe. After talk of a cafe in Sydney who charged $6 for sauce last week, a cafe has come under fire for charging customers extra just for chicken salt. They wanted 20 cents every time. Now on 963 Triple M, as a result, they are copping a shellacking on social media, I can tell you. We've got more to tell you about. There is a lot of quirky stuff going on in the world today. And, well, something that's going to put you off your Weet-Bix this morning. So be warned. Finish your breakfast. I am going to talk all about that next.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
I'll tell you what, this is going to put you off your Wheaties if you are still having breakfast this early in the morning. There is always a whole heap of studies that that give us a little bit of an insight into the psyche of all of us, whether we be blokes, whether we be girls. And I tell you what, some scientists earn their money more than others. Now, a study has reportedly shown, get this, this is just gross, it really is, 18% of men and 10.5% of women say they don't wash their underwear ever. How amazingly gross is that? And why would you ever own up to a fact like that in the first place? I mean, really, if someone comes up to me and says, I'm just doing a survey, sir, would you like to answer a few questions? Do you ever wash your undies? Of course I do. That would be my first answer. Oh my goodness, 18% of men don't wash their undies. 10% of women. I cannot believe that it's 10% of women. I can believe that it's 18% of blokes, by the way, but 10% of women. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe that at all. It's just one of, just, well, look, it's a quirky story. I am speechless at the idea of it. And if you are one of those people who doesn't wash your undies, just think, there's 18% of people in the Limestone Coast that apparently don't wash their undies. My goodness, that's going to keep me up at nights. Put them into the washing machine, for God's sake.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
I tell you what, one of the things that has bemused me since I found it at about 4 o'clock this morning, the Agent General for South Australia, he's a guy who's based in London, and he has got what I call is a very, very wacky plan to rename South Australia. What he wants to do is call the state Adelaide, so that you'd have Adelaide, Adelaide, sort of like New York, New York. But I reckon New York, New York has got a better ring to it than Adelaide, Adelaide. I'd love to know what you think this morning. You can have your say online. 132017 is the number to call if you'd like to join the conversation on the radio as well. I'd also like to know whether you've got a bit of a suggestion of what we could call South Australia, if, of course, we did call it South Australia. Now, got to send out a shout out to Lorraine, to Gavin, to Jeremy, to Milton, to Jamie, and a whole lot of other people who have stopped online this morning and had their say about it. Gavin has probably got the best statement overall, saying it's a standard mindset of people in Adelaide who don't necessarily get out to country areas as much as they should, when they really should check out what is a powerhouse for the economy of South Australia here in the Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Triple M. Triple M.
Loves Piccaninny Ponds.
We're going to talk all about bowel cancer because Bowel Scan Month is coming up. Matthew Dixon joins me in the studio. Matthew, good morning.
Morning, Ewan.
Mate, bowel cancer, first of all, tell me all about it.
Yep. Well, it's just to, I guess, preface it, it's a Rotary bowel scan program. So I'm a member of the Rotary Club of Mount Gambier West here. and have been looking after this program for a number of years, or sort of coordinating it down here. But firstly, bowel cancer is obviously a serious disease, but the important thing is if it's detected early, it's curable. In 2018, these are estimated figures, there's likely to be 17,004 new cases of bowel cancer detected in Australia, which is 12.3% of all new cancers detected. So it's a significant burden of disease when you're talking about cancer in particular. Estimated deaths are 4,129, and that's an estimate 8.5% of all cancer deaths in Australia this year. So, but as I said, got early and detected early, it is quite preventable. So, and that leads into then, you know, what is a screening program for detecting bowel cancer early.
And that is where we start talking about the bowel scan month.
Yep, the Rotary Bowel Scan Month of May. We sell kits from every pharmacy in Mount Gambier and in the region, actually, that you just pay your $15, collect your samples, and there are very clear and precise instructions about what to do and what not to do and how to go about it. And it's actually really very simple now. It's not as unpleasant as it used to be, and it's really something that's not hard to do. So they then fill in the forms correctly, post their sample off, and they'll get a result back, you know, mailed back. If they have unlucky enough to have a positive result, well, it's not necessarily doom and gloom, but you do need to go and have that followed up with your GP. There are the test itself detects blood on the stool or in the stool. So that's all that the test is. It's not necessarily detecting or testing specifically, I guess, for bowel cancer. So having a positive test doesn't mean
that you do have indeed bowel cancer.
No, what it means is that you've got blood in your stool, and that could be caused by a number of things, from diverticulitis to ulcerative colitis to hemorrhoids to, you know, quite a number of things. But if you do have blood there, then it is important to have that followed up, firstly with your GP, and then more than likely you'd end up having the a colonoscopy in hospital, which is a pretty easy procedure, and then they just have a good look around in the lower bowel and make sure that you haven't got any precancerous or bleeding lesions that may be cancerous. And if that's the case, well, then got early, as I said, surgical intervention, and those are removed, and life's all good. And I certainly know of people in this community who are alive today because of this program.
Absolutely. Now, Matthew, during the month of May, people can wander into any of the pharmacies across the region and pick up one of the bowel scans?
They can. $15. And, very, very worthwhile investment in maybe saving your life.
Absolutely. Matthew, thanks for coming in this morning, mate.
Thanks, Ewan.